All right, welcome everyone to Game Chat for the week. We are starting our discussion on Orwell, Ignorance is Strength, which is kind of season two of Orwell. The original we played last year, and discussed it here in the group. But we're discussing day one of this season two, Ignorance is Strength. So how did you guys, so everyone here has played the original Orwell? Correct. Okay. How did you guys like it, like day one compared to the first game?
Thought there was a little bit more to do in day one than day one in the first game.
I'm liking the new interface. After you get used to it, it's kind of it makes it, I don't know, it makes it easier to find things, I think at least, and at least and find posts that you didn't, you still have a hanging thread on. There's a little blue sticky on the item. Let lets you know that you didn't pick everything on that. But as we get into it, I'll say I fell victim to the same thing I did wrong. Well, not wrong, but just a bad technique in the first that I had in the first game.
And what was that technique?
You sort of, it's like you almost, I gotta remind myself playing these days that like when you get close to the end of the day, it's like don't rush, don't panic. It's like, because I was at the end of like playing like 2 hours and I'm like, okay, what's the ending event here? What do I have to do to trigger the end of the day? And I think I might have missed one thing or two things that might have, I don't know. I was trying to find out and I really couldn't. Is there any way to affect what happens in the end? I hear there's two different ways it can go down. So,
Two different ways at the end of episode one
yes, can go
or
down.
day one.
Yes.
Interesting.
That was the one thing that I was finding annoying was that, I was going through everything and I was going through everything, and then I'm just like stuck, and I'm like, well, I've given you everything that I could. I don't know what else you need from me. And it's like you kept going to the list of all the websites and everything, and like there's that one site that has that little red star on there, and you're going through that, and it's like, I don't see what I'm supposed to find here anywhere. And then it's like in some really like obscure link down at like the bottom of the page that you like it's that one thing that you needed to send out, and then it starts moving again.
Yeah, you do have to think a lot more in this game.
I got stuck on one of those, but it was the picture I had to upload. Like, really?
Yeah, it happened to me a few times, I think, because I was more, because if I remember correctly, the first game I was very lackadaisical about the information that I put into the system. Like, I was just like, oh, okay, well, we're just loading this stuff in and see how the story continues. So I just was loading everything. And so in this one, I was trying to be more cautious, and especially since, which I like this feature, it kind of puts you on edge a little bit, or put me on edge of like that each piece of information you load adds 10 minutes to the clock. So to me, that kind of put a little bit more pressure, which I kind of liked. Like, I was like, oh, okay, I have to be very careful with the information that I'm loading. So I was extremely careful with the information I was loading, and therefore, like, some things I was like, I don't know if that's pertinent, but yet it was. And so there were like two times at least that I had to like go back at stuff that I had already looked at and be like, and start looking at stuff I hadn't loaded and be like, maybe I'm supposed to load this. Maybe this will help. And that's what I needed to like continue the story on. And I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, honestly, there didn't seem like a lot of information that you didn't have to load, it seemed.
Yeah. Well, especially in the first episode, it felt that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Not all of us are coming at it from an experience of the second episode, but...
Well, yeah.
No, I will say, though, with the second episode that
it's better.
The data, you need to be, like, more careful with the data that you send out.
Good. Yeah, I kind of like that. Yeah, because that's kind of what I was doing, and
Well, the first episode also is really careful in what episode you have to send out, because the first episode, depending on what data you upload, basically determines the end of the chapter. But this game definitely made it seem like the clock actually mattered more than the first game. Because the first game, you had, like, there's only a few times that you had to get it, get all the information by a certain amount of time.
Right.
Was the... Basically, the main one was... I can't remember. I think, oh yeah, the bombing. The third bombing.
Right.
And then the time when the blonde chick, Nina, is going to escape. Those are the only two.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Is it, I thought... is it just my imagination, or was the conflicts? Yeah, probably. Hallucinogenics will do that to you.
Yeah, I know.
The conflict boxes were better explained, it seemed. It, when there was a defined conflict that you already found out.
Oh, I think so too. I can't pinpoint like what exactly was different that made it, but it seemed more. It seemed like it was easier to navigate and be like, oh, okay, let's see the difference. Let's see what this is fighting with, and be able to decide or choose or whatever. I agree. Yeah. Did anyone else notice that as well?
Yeah, I think they were a little bit.
Yeah. I found on some of them they were, but then on others it was just. It was still kind of, well, okay, no, I think the issue that I had was more of how did I want to play it? Like, because it really did give a more of a, like, you can be a dick and put this one out there, or you can be a little bit more kinder to him and show this one. And it was like, you know, how am I feeling? And like, I don't really like this guy, and like, I'm just going to be a jerk and throw like the more incriminating stuff out there rather than doing the other thing. I mean, I will agree that it was better in the fact of it made you think and be more conscious as to how you wanted to play the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This game's a lot more proactive in letting you decide whether or not to screw over the nation or screw over the terrorists.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
When you kind of came at it from a different, like, say, going into Orwell, the first one, you were not you weren't aware that what was going to happen towards the end of the game, which basically, like, you turn out like, I mean, you know, you think that you're helping, that you're finding this information to like help these people, or, you know, to help the authorities, but then it kind of turns it on its head towards the end of the game. And so I think also you're coming into this chapter, into this second season of sorts, kind of with that in the back of your mind, and you're like, okay, like, Stanton was kind of saying, do I want to feed them the information? You know, what kind of information do I want to feed them? Like, who do I want them to kind of pin stuff on, you know? But,
about the only conflict that I really wasn't confident about was who did the bombing at the school. Did anybody find that, maybe I missed it, a clear chunk of evidence that who did the, who put the, you know, what caused the bombing at the school, or the attack, I should say?
I don't think they explained, and since I played ahead, they didn't really explain in chapter two either.
It looked like, I feel like the evidence was pointing to the double agent being involved, but it didn't, it was never explicitly said. And basically, once you find that chunk of evidence, if you submit it, then the your coach or whoever says, ah, it looks like he's involved. So then they've decided that that's fact.
Yeah, that's the only one I wasn't, you know, like everybody has said, yeah, that you're not really comfortable in making that call.
Mm-hmm. I did feel like in this one there were less, maybe it's just my memory, but I feel like for the first episode of the last game, there were more of the, like, there's conflicting evidence for this piece of data, so, like, wait a little bit maybe before you submit it. I felt like there were only, like, two this time. I feel like maybe last time there were three or four within the first session.
Mm.
Yeah. There gets to be a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But did anyone fail the entrance exam?
Yes.
I did.
I don't know if you can pass it.
But I think can. Sure. You're
even if you give all the Sunday school answers, it's probably be like, no one is this sincere. You fail.
Yeah. Oh, true. I didn't try that, but...
Did you accept your fate or try to retry?
I selected try to retry, and then it just, like, jumped right into the game, and she's like, well, let's see if you can redeem yourself here.
Exactly.
Same.
Yeah.
I said accept my fate, and she was like, well, you're a terrible person, or maybe you're just the person I need.
Exactly.
Wow.
You're desperate for drones to run this program, aren't you?
Yep. Yeah.
You just need a warm body to click buttons.
Yeah, I have a, let's see here, I'll post a picture of that exact answer, or that exact thing. Was that, yeah. It's like, you might just get exactly what we need. Go ahead, Franco.
I was going to say, hey, geez, the game missed a perfect opportunity to have some fun and make it the shortest game ever. Accept your fate, and it should come up with as a black bag. As a black bag goes over your head.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, like, I was accepting that, okay, I'm going to have to take this over again, because it's obviously going to be like, okay, well, thank you for trying, but you are not accepted into the program. And then the game would just, you know, and then, like, it would just go back to the start screen.
Yeah.
But I guess, yeah.
But it's more of, it feels like it's more of a, you're already shackled to the chair and you're 25 feet below the ground. So exactly. you might as well just stick around and do what we tell you.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, what agents did you guys pick for your pitcher? Out of curiosity.
I did the Asian looking guy.
Good question.
I picked the green haired dude.
No way. I picked the green haired woman.
I went with the Vanilla Joe.
I picked the girl in the hijab and then named her Sarah after the girl in Tacoma.
Nice. Wow. Nice. Sarah is everywhere. I know.
You're like, stop talking.
No, I know. I liked her too. She's a big character. But
And how many people had the awkward moment of, did anyone enter the email?
I did.
I think I did.
I did.
I made up a fake email.
I think it's just for updates, for telling you when the next, for saying, hey, the next chapter's out.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I figured, and that they already had my email to send me updates. So I was already getting like these weird, like, you're called to serve again.
Yeah, it's basically what it is.
The nation needs your help.
Gotta be careful now.
That's good marketing.
You'll get an email thinking it's from Orwell, and it's really from something else.
So now I'm officially in the nation. It's great.
There you go.
Good benefits. Good benefits, guys.
The benefits are you have to look behind your back everywhere you go because you might be getting shot or stabbed or something.
Exactly. Right. That's fun.
Just constant paranoia.
Did you guys find the? I mean, I know it had been a while since I had played Orwell. I mean, since we played it last year. Did you guys find the kind of like the introduction helpful of like how to use everything? You think they did that well?
Yeah.
It
helped with the folder ideas and getting mm-hmm. used to the. I think the character screen, you know, getting used to the tabs and the character screens are better organized.
Yeah.
I don't think I got it. And it still had, like, my profile picture up for that I had picked for the other Orwell, so maybe even though I
did you select to use a previous agent?
No.
Hmm.
It was just, like, you're going to be paired with someone, either No Face or this other person.
The No Face is if you the No Face is selecting no agent profile, so then I believe
the tutorial. Then you would get that.
Yeah, when
I picked it, I looked it up, and it's basically if you select a previous agent, you already know how to play the game.
I gotcha.
Yeah, when I entered in my email, it like pulled up my profile from the previous game.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
My stuff was still in Steam Cloud. That's the only thing I can think, because it's not installed.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think that I have gotten... I got a new computer since then, so...
Yeah, same here.
It was probably wiped out.
Owl.
What did you guys think about the characters like Oleg and Raban?
Yes, something like that.
Something like that. I apologize if I just butchered their
name. No, I have no idea either. That's why I'm saying.
So how did you guys, what did you guys think about the story that unfolded in episode one this whole thing between Oleg and Raban?
I gotta say that I really do appreciate them splurging a bit and actually getting voice actors.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely adds more to the immersiveness mm-hmm. than the first game, so.
I agree. It actually mm-hmm. seems like a telephone conversation instead of just like, oh, I'm reading text.
Yeah, it's like it someone's typing it out as they're saying it, so.
Yeah, yeah.
It also made things seem a lot more urgent
in
specific situations.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because you're like, oh, I better listen to this. It's a phone call, even though you know it's going to stay there. I was like, I will listen to this phone call. It's happening right now.
Yeah. I better pick up before they do.
I better pick up before they end the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, the voice acting really did help with those phone conversations.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, I liked, no, go ahead, Madeline.
I was going to say, I felt like the opening phone conversation was a little bit constructed to be in particular an opening for this game, that it could have just been a regular phone conversation and would have been just fine.
Yeah.
But, like, it was still provocative, like, to get to be like, oh, great, jump in with both feet.
Yeah, for sure. What is this? Oh, is that is that an email that you got, Stanton?
Yeah.
The owl? Oh, funny.
It's an animated GIF, and that's where it was when I took the screenshot.
Oh, so funny.
Owl.
Yeah. No, it's a secret subliminal message that's embedded within the email.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
It's an email from Drake.
Oh, I thought it was going to be your Hogwarts letter.
Hogwarts shout out.
That's amazing, Steph. The agent at the bottom looks like you.
Oh, she does.
Oh, look at that. I'm an Orwell.
Stan actually shopped your face into there. That's
great. Right. Right. Do we have other Johnny working?
Oh, that's not an agent, by the way. I won't say who it is because it's not really a spoiler, but I'll let you figure out who it is.
Okay. Well, if her name is Stephanie, I'm going to be checking all of my cell phone, my video camera, because they're watching me. They're watching me.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I liked the. You know, I mean, I'm not sure that I quite understood everything that was happening with the story in the first episode between Raban and Oleg. I mean, it seems like that Oleg, of course, was killed shot towards the end, right? In the library, underground.
That depends on your choices.
No, he's captured.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
He was
I got him captured.
Good for you, because I thought I figured that they wanted him silenced, because my boss knew stuff that didn't want to get out, and so she just had him silenced. Because I was like, you're really stupid if you just want to eliminate him, or he knows something, or you think he knows something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then again, I also blamed all the bombings, or I didn't put any of the stuff in that indicated Oleg.
Yeah.
I mean, so did you guys really think that Raban, did he stage the bombings?
See, it's like, I was not getting a very good feeling. I think it
might have been the terrorist.
Yeah, I wasn't getting a very good feeling about Raban, so I was kind of steering away from... stuff that Oleg that would have incriminated Oleg in any plot of bombing there.
Yeah.
And it basically she like ended up being like, well, he was clearly set up and you know, this clearly states that he had no part of this and he's running away to hide from Raban, so
yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense, because I have to say I didn't fully believe that Oleg did it, but I missed the opportunity, I guess, to put, you know, to not put the blame fully on him.
Did anybody upload the photo of him, Oleg, shaking hands with the...
Yes.
So I thought that was my mistake.
I think I did too.
I think that just made sense because he was in the military and he would be helping out with are you talking about the shaking hands with the president person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I did that, but nothing's super bad.
Well, the handler goes off and says, oh, that, why didn't he tell us about this? He must be, you know, flipping over to the other side. I'm like, well, how do you get that out of a photo, lady? And plus, he's a double agent.
Yeah, and like he had his beard on there, which it looked like that he had been wearing his beard like it had been real in his like previous years of service, and it wasn't dated, so there was no way to know like if this had been like 3 or 4 years earlier. Because that was the part that was weird, that like he is an agent for you, and yet I'm finding information on him from like 5 and 6 years ago. Like, your vetting process really is crap.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Well, he also was originally from the opposing nation.
Well, to all the more reason to do your research and get all the dirt you can.
Yeah.
At the outset, before being like, yes, we will give you access to like secure information about our country.
Yeah, I missed the moment where I couldn't put all the blame on him. And then after, when, in at least with my choices, they shot him downstairs in the library, and then it was like, oh, here's some footage of, you know, of the nation soldiers shooting Oleg, So I guess towards the end, like I mean, it almost seems like, are they working? Like, were they working together, Raban and Oleg?
In the same playthrough that they when I got it, when he was captured, they're like, oh, look at these nation scum treating one of their own poor soldiers like.
I mean, that's pretty much what happened when he shot him too. It was just a lot more, of course, dire, because it's like, oh, they shot him in cold blood.
Yeah,
right. They just killed him downstairs.
Isn't it creepy enough that he still has had that camera online for the past like 5 years?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was 2008 was maybe the bombing. 2011 something.
Well, like. there's a hint of that. I forget. It's either on whose computer it was, but there was a screen.
Raban's. It was Raban's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a screen cap of and I. You know, now in hindsight, I didn't look close enough to see who was the person sitting in the library. Exactly.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
I figured it out because of the beard.
Yeah, he's in the library. And then there's a picture on Oleg's phone of, like, books in a pile.
Oh, that's right.
Which I thought was really, I was like, there's a hidden message in here somewhere, but there aren't actually, like, words. I don't really know what this is. But there's there's so much information that, like, you can't upload until the game thinks it's important.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously is important and will be important later. Stuff like the picture, stuff like Oleg has all those contacts in his phone, and, like, I couldn't add his daughter until, like, the game thought it was important.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I think it's because it's a computer deciding what's important. In a way, at least that's what the first game implied.
Which negates the point of having a person.
Yeah.
Well, uploading information, like I'm the one who's supposed to be able to decide this. Well, so it's breaking its own rules a little bit there. I understand that it's a game and it needs you to find out stuff in order to serve the narrative. It's just breaking its rules in that aspect.
You also get a bunch of useless information if you left it all to a computer, like the entire person's dating profile, or the fact that they like the color red.
And plus, this is a little telltale.
Dating profile would be useful for a lot of people.
Information there. Well,
in some aspects, yes. Other aspects, no. In this game, it kind of becomes important. Spoiler.
Probably depends on the how, on what, on, I mean, it's not really relevant, but on the how in-depth the dating profile would be, because you could be listing, like, restaurants you go to, or places you like to go to, or, you know, where you go to school, you know.
If I turn a glove on my left hand inside out and put it on, what is this question?
Oh. I don't know. I don't know.
They had that question in the dating profile. Last game. And I've seen that on dating.
Oh.
Really, yeah, stupid question.
Strange. But yeah, but this picture that I put on here, on Raban's PC, to do Freedom Plaza on fire.
Yes!
Wait, what?
You found this on Raban's PC.
It was, oh, yeah.
And the title of the picture is Freedom Plaza.
I didn't realize it was called a
fire. There's fire everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, and it's like intact, and he's like pasted fire over top
yeah.
of it.
Yes. Yeah, he's like, fire, guys, fire. We're totally going to burn this mother.
This picture is also the aliens picture from History Channel, the aliens meme guy.
Oh, really?
That looks exactly like his picture.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
I see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
I'm not saying it was the nation, but it was the nation.
Well, that's what's my next question is, what did everyone say that final, I for me, it was the final conflict. Who actually, you know, you flip, oh, there you go. Who flipped, you know, who did the the attack on the school. I said the rebels, the FRG or whatever they were, and my only reason was that his daughter was in the school at the time, so I can't imagine Oleg.
No, he removed her, right? Didn't she go home?
That's what the one guy said, but the website says that she was in school.
Oh, okay. It's
kind of like, who do you want to believe? The crazy guy ranting about setting Freedom Plaza on fire, or the school website?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That was even doubly so. Thanks, Kev, because you reminded me that Raban falsely accused him of pulling out his daughter. When you go in the attendance records for the school, you see that she was present that day.
But Raban was actually there, and he was, like, pinned under the debris for 24 hours. And do you really think that any teacher on the day when the school was bombed actually, like, did a legit attendance besides
headcount?
Like obviously they did a headcount, but, like, do you think that they, like, turned in a legitimate attendance, and that anyone at the school cared to, like, file it for their website when it's in rubble?
Right.
Good point.
How would he know that all the know whether or not she was there when he's the principal?
Because he was the one who shuttled all the kids to the safe room.
Yeah.
Right.
And then shielded them.
Were all of them in there, or was it only some of them?
It looked like all of them, but if you read, like, this other stuff on the website that, like, on the town forum, people were being like, I'm not going to send my kids to school anymore because it's not safe to leave your house, basically.
Yeah.
Like, people are being killed, and our mayor is like, everyone stay calm. We're like, I'm leaving the country.
Everything's okay.
You, Kevin Bacon.
This is fine. This is fine.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Yeah, because, now I'm confused.
So I feel like it's plausible that Oleg had something to do with it, but I still feel like the evidence is just circumstantial.
I think it, for sure.
They give you a nugget that he's an artillery, in the artillery division. So it's like, is that one nugget enough to, point it in that direction? You know, it's like
I honestly think Oleg was just a tool that Raban was using to divert attention. Right, to divert attention from him, so he was framing him in any way possible. Because obviously Raban, I didn't think about this until just now, because it was something like, what, because it was, he's blaming the nation for bombing his hometown, right?
Oh, he's blaming the nation for bombing the school, yeah.
Right.
I thought, because this was, like, several years previous when the bombing happened, and so I thought that was, like...
Well, because he was, like, in a wheelchair, right.
They were, like, the national forces, and then there was also, like, some rebel resistance forces, but both within the secondary country that I can't remember the name of.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
But neither of them were from the nation. Like, I'm sure the nation was backing people. Yeah, Pargis.
So why is he against the nation?
Because he's an angry dude whose legs got crushed and needs to crush everyone that could possibly owe him something.
Oh, and because I think the nation's also interfering in, and he believes is interfering with, like, the peace and stuff of his country, and then his country, Pargesia or whatever.
Because they have, like, the peace mission to Pargesia, Pargesia.
That's exactly what it is.
But it looks much more like, hey, there's unrest next door, and we're gonna just come in and say we have the bigger gun, so everybody needs to chill out.
Exactly. Which never works, but
has yet to work.
Right. Yeah, I can't
We're
find.
Keep trying.
Tough to find an example that it where it does work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's why cops don't go into domestic violence situations, or they hate to, because you're the bad guy for trying to help. Yeah, hopefully they shed some light on the, you know, what really went on. I'm still perplexed as what really, you would figure at the end of the day, one, you would have some resolution, but that there's no real resolution as to what really transpired. It's still up in the air. Other than guy getting shot, that's permanent. Yeah.
Shot or taken into custody.
Oh, he was taken into custody in another scenario. Now, the other scenario I think I read was that they blame him for the bombing.
Well, no, someone here had a second scenario.
Yeah, basically, that he was essentially hiding from Rabban.
He's in cahoots with Rabban. Okay.
Well, no, he wasn't in. Well, yes and no.
He was hiding from.
But he was hiding. He basically. It almost sounded like his cover was blown. So he was hiding from Rabban, because Rabban was basically out to get him at that point. Yeah. For his, like, double cross or whatever. So the nation went in there to apprehend him and basically bring him into safety or protective custody or however you want to call it. Yeah. So
how did the People's Voice
basically spin? Saying how like they kidnapped him essentially and they're holding him. They were basically spinning it, saying that they're like, here's a loyal soldier and the nation captured him and you know, holding him in custody and blah 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 type of stuff. So
gotcha. Interesting.
I wonder how does that, I mean, Stanton, I think Kevin too have played the second episode and you don't go into details, but does that affect the second episode at all? He was taken into custody?
Not really.
No, not that I've seen of.
Okay.
They don't end up really mentioning him that much.
Yeah, because it's basic. It's essentially Rabban saying, you know, basically just putting that aside and kind of going on and trying to do his own thing there.
Okay.
Moving the goalposts.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. Yep. Huh. Rabban's a real piece of work.
That's nice. Yeah. Well, that happened. Okay, moving on.
yeah nice. Who was that, Kevin? Did you make that?
Yes, I just made that.
Oh, now. That's perfect.
Kevin just posted a picture. If anyone's listening to this, posted a picture of the city burning and then the I'm fine dog just sitting on
this
the fountain as the city's burning
this
around
phone.
Him
one of the top 10 internet memes of all time.
Yes.
nice.
That's my former company.
What?
It's burning around them and all the executives
are.
No. This is fine.
This is fine.
Wow. Wow. You went deep there.
Yeah,
you went deep there, buddy.
I did.
Well, he escaped. He's out. Yeah,
yes,
so.
Exactly.
Nice. But yeah, I think do you guys have anything else like in the episode that you want to talk about?
Go ahead, Kevin.
Go ahead.
I feel like in the like the first game, it like ends on with like a like something big happening, but it's it was still very short, much like the first day. Much like the first day was in the first Orwell game.
Yeah.
Yeah, my. One big complaint for this episode, though, was I played it, and I was like, as I was playing, I was like, there's a lot more stuff going on that I remember in the day one of Orwell, and then day one finished, and I'm like, all right, let's go on to day two, and it's like, nope, gotta wait 2 weeks for it to come out. I'm like,
I think you played it a while back. Right. Yeah, I think Kevin did day two. because you were right afterwards. Team 3 immediately after, but then he messaged me and he was like, day 3 doesn't come out till March 22nd. I was like, yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there. Yeah. We'll be fine. We're not all speed playing it.
Too good.
Madeline, did you have something that you wanted to add?
Oh, I just, like, it's really annoying when you put in something that you feel like is pertinent and important and your boss is like, why are you messing? Like, why do you care? Nobody cares. Stop. And you're like, yeah. Okay. And so at the end, you listen in on the mission, and then, like, you can upload the piece that says the dude is dead. And I was like, she was there. Like, she gave the order. I don't need to drop that in there. And then nothing would happen. And I was like, really? Let's. So I tried a couple other little bits, and they didn't really open anything up. And I was like, okay, she's going to yell at me. And then she was like, oh, no, sorry if that scared you or messed with you or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, it opened up the next piece. And I was like, really? Like, I had to – you were there.
Yeah. No.
No. Was that at the end of the day when –
Yeah, after he gets shot. Yeah, that was kind of weird. I mean, it's like, I'm just updating records, lady.
Yeah. When I was at the end of the day, I basically didn't have anything left. So anything I uploaded after that didn't have any, like, actual response to it. Or it might have been just what I had uploaded.
Right.
Like, right. I did upload much later on, the fact that they were getting supported by that one charity. And then in the, like, summary thing at the end of the day, they're like, oh, we cut off funding for their their source of income from the blah, 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 angels, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she didn't say anything about it when I had uploaded. But I thought it might have been because I uploaded it at the end of the
Probably. Yeah, because I uploaded it, like, whenever I found it. And she was like, oh, some kind of angels they are or something to that
effect. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else have anything they want to cover?
Well, I was going to say, I'm going to open this can of worms.
Yeah, open it, Franco.
I should have, before this, went back and listened. I'm sure we discussed the probability of this kind of thing being a real thing, you know, in kind of surveillance in this game, in the first game. But even in the intervening, what was it, a year maybe? Or more? Has it been 2 years since we played our old world the first time?
It may have been 2 years. It wasn't over 2 years, because I know it was after Chris wasn't here. So, I mean, it could have been like maybe a year and a half ago. So.
But definitely in the intervening time, it's like now I look at this game and say, oh yeah, this is happening.
No, yeah, I... you know, and especially since it...
April of last year.
Thank you, April sir. Of last year, so yeah. Almost a year, exactly. I agree, especially since it deals with, you know, the terrorism and, you know, the one thing I do like about this game, and if I can remember the first one, I don't think did this either, was that they don't... I mean, I think that they try and lead you towards stereotyping, naturally, but I don't think the game itself stereotypes, if that makes any sense. Like, I think it leads you in that direction, but it also doesn't rely on stereotyping for the answers that the game gives you. But I definitely think it plays on that, but that also goes into, you know... the situations that we're dealing with in the game.
Orwell's racist confirmed. the bot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it seems how, like, a lot of things end up kind of moving more to some extent. Like, you have to kind of even some of the stuff though is kind of unintentional. Because it could be just the person is just a bad person that just happened. Yeah. But the stereotypes. But you're not stereotyping them. They're actually being right. A horrible person.
Right, right. It's leading you into that. But going back to like what you were saying, Franco, with like the situations that's happening and this kind of surveillance kind of has been going on for a while, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's that Kevin mentioned, it's interesting. This game is sort of like with the little blotches of information. It's almost like a mental Rorschach test where it's like you're reading stuff and, you know, it's up to you which way that pushes you.
Yeah.
You know.
It's definitely encouraging you to be a douchebag.
Right. Yeah. Change the rudder of your thoughts, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the other thing, oh yeah, definitely. Now that, you know, the past couple of years, what's coming out is like, oh yeah, they got everything. Don't worry about Siri. They're well beyond Siri.
Yeah, for sure.
The next chapter definitely a lot more into some of the very more modern stuff, even more so than like the Facebook stuff that they had in the first game.
Yeah,
like they have that, but they have a lot in it.
The page felt a lot more like MySpace to me from the first game.
Yes.
But I never had MySpace. Yeah.
Oh, Kevin.
So. You
poor sweet child.
Bless your heart. Sweet summer child.
Wouldn't it be a good thing that I never had MySpace?
Yeah, how bad it was.
It was good. When I got it, it was amazing because everyone else had it. And then promptly quit using it as soon as I could get logged into Facebook.
Yeah, it's almost gotten to the point now, if it's like you're on Facebook or something, you're like, you got to click like, and you're like, here, Frank's liked the pepperoni pizza 16 times.
Yeah.
You're going to get pinged for some pepperoni pizza ads? Absolutely.
Oh, that's definitely happening now. That part is happening. Yeah, a lot of people have had scary stories especially with Siri and Google Home and stuff, that they'll be talking to their spouse about something.
No, for sure. It's happened to me before. I've had the phone in my hand. I've had the phone in my hand without the voice recognition even being on, talking to someone about something. I was like, let me look this up on Google. I pulled up my Google app on my phone, typed in two letters, no kidding, an entire sentence showed up of what I was searching.
Oh my god.
Apparently Google still is tracking your location wherever you go, even with your location tracking off. So
yeah, I was like, oh okay, this is okay, that's all right.
And Jake said he had done a test for a bunch of his him and his friends went and talked about red chairs for a period of minutes, and then all check their phones to see who would get advertisements for red chairs. And some of them did.
I believe it.
Someone did that. They were talking to their spouse about cat food. And they don't even own a cat. And they just talked about cat food all day.
Yeah.
And then he goes on Facebook, and then all the ads are all about cat food.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Yep. Welcome to the future, guys.
This is Orwin.
Welcome now.
See, I would feel a lot better about this game. Like, yes, like I am an evil, like, conspiracy, I don't know what even the term is, but like if you were doing that, if you were spying on people and like sending them ads, like that would be honestly a lot of fun to do for pretend.
Pretty much,
working for the government, it gives you the like the these are people's lives feels, not just like I'm influencing how they spend their money.
Gives you that kind of empty feeling in your stomach.
What would be awesome though is like if you're hungry and you're thinking about pizza or something, and like as you're about to order the pizza, there's a knock on the door and someone's delivering it to you. Because then you don't have to wait or anything.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's ways to look at it that are definitely positive, and then there's other things you're just kind of like, okay. Yeah. Take the good and the bad, I guess. Was that a story you posted, Kevin?
Yeah, I remembered it from a couple of years ago. It's an older story, but... Yeah.
Okay.
Still a thing that will happen.
Yeah, for sure. You were saying something, Franco?
What's really scary is with the volume of information that's being handled in the real world, it's not people who are looking at this. This is all algorithms. This is all data clipping and sniffing and association algorithms. So what you think is, some innocent comment, it may, the algorithm may pick up and interpret in a different way.
Yep, absolutely.
Scary. Off to the woods.
Off to the woods.
Off to Montana.
Well, you got your cabin in New York, or
upstate Pennsylvania. Well, not upstate.
Upstate Pennsylvania. Is it secluded enough?
No, it's in a development, so I got neighbors all over the place. But
what's the address? No, I'm just kidding.
Don't worry. The I'm sure I posted a picture on Facebook, so everybody knows where it's at. So.
Well, So I guess we'll, no one else has anything, we'll wrap up our discussion of day one of Orwell, Ignorance is Strength. Next week, we're discussing day two. So, I mean, it's pretty easy. I'm guessing I haven't played it yet, but I'm guessing it'll just kind of transition, Stanton, it just transitions over exact same way, right, into day three.
Well, I haven't played day three yet because it's not out yet.
Oh, I mean,
day two,
day two basically
just—it doesn't pick up exactly where day one left off. It's basically like we have new data. Come and do your job now and look at this stuff. Yeah. So,
kind of like the emails that you get if you sign up for them. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll just be playing day two. Discuss about it next Tuesday, the usual time, usual place, usual channel. Yeah, thanks guys for being here and chatting.
Stay safe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks. You guys have a great week. I'll see you next week.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.